This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
For financial markets, the second half of 2012 started today. In Europe, stock prices remain higher at the moment, the afterglow of the Big Friday surge. European leaders last week took unexpectedly specific steps to put money into troubled Spanish banks and to buy Italian government bonds. There are financial markets and there are Europe's real economies. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has been looking into this. Mitchell, good morning.
Hi, David.
So before we get too captivated by stock numbers, how is the economy doing in Europe, the one, you know, that's supposed to be producing goods, services, maybe buying stuff from overseas?
Well, David, not all that well when you look at the underlying economy. Today there's a report that unemployment across the eurozone has hit 11.1%. That is bad. It's the highest since the single currency was established in 1999. And factory activity is slowing, not just in southern Europe, but in the more robust economies, France and Germany.
Euro countries are heavily dependent on each other for trade, clearly. But what about American companies? How much difference do you think does this weak set of European economies make here?
Well, Europe gets 20% of our exports, so it is an important market. And it's for high-end stuff. It's chemicals, transportation, computers, sophisticated machinery. This is exactly what's been helping to juice the U.S. recovery, such as it is, says economist Gregory Dacko at IHS Global Insight.
It's true that U.S. exports had been providing, you know, one of the few boosts to real GDP growth in the recent quarters. A lot will depend on how the European situation evolves. I would say that export growth is not falling off a cliff, but rather that it's going down a steep hill. But it's not time to panic yet.
Now, keep in mind, Europe will still be exporting plenty from the U.S., just not as much as it had been. The danger is that the slowdown will hit U.S. manufacturers, companies like Caterpillar, let's say, and then they could hold off on hiring, and that will make job growth even worse than it already is here.
Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman live. Mitchell, thank you.
You're welcome.